This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today our study of the topic, Gamblers in Nothing But Religion. Now by that I mean that people tend to want to be as certain as they can be in the ordinary affairs of life, such as buying a home or an automobile, putting money in the bank, buying meat in the meat market, and so forth. But most people tend to simply gamble as concerns their soul. They're willing to merely take the word of somebody. Someone, perhaps a preacher, a minister, some friend of theirs tells them, well, you can be saved by just doing thus and so. And they merely take their word for it. They take the guess of someone else. They take the mere supposition or estimate of someone. And they do not go to the Bible for themselves and investigate and see for certain what really the will of the Lord is. I've already suggested that some people, while they gamble in nothing else, will gamble that they can be saved by sincerity alone, whereas the Bible teaches that that simply is not the case. And now in the second place, I point out that people who will gamble in nothing else will gamble that they can be saved by morality alone. Now by morality I mean the living of a good life from a moral standpoint. I know many people, I have friends, who are basing their hope of eternity on simply being the kind of person, perhaps a husband who is good to his wife, he works hard and provides a living for her and the children, he's kind to her, they visit the sick, they have friends to whom they're kind and helpful, and so they think, well, we're good sort of people and we're about as good as the other people we know, even religious people, and so therefore it's sure that God, being merciful and good, will save us when this life is over. But I would suggest that while they may be involved in such a viewpoint, that they apply the same kind of effort to be certain, to be sure, to this matter that they do in the buying of a house or an automobile. I suggest that you demand that you find this particular idea taught in the Bible before you would accept it. But at the same time, I want to insist that the idea isn't in the Bible. Rather, it makes clear that none of us is good enough to be saved. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Apostle Paul said, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Now, all of us of responsible age have been guilty of sin, and sin separates us from God. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. In fact, the Apostle Paul again said in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "The wages of sin is death." Now, every one of us, then, is guilty of sin. We've been separated from God. We face what we justly deserve, that is, eternity in hell, apart from Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Bible says, "Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." So, then, none of us is good enough to be saved. There isn't a single one of us that has the right to expect to go to heaven when this life is over, simply upon the basis of living a good moral life. There has to be the shedding of blood, and that blood has to have the power to save our sins. But notice carefully that the blood of bulls and goats does not have that power. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4. It is the blood of Christ, and only the blood of Christ, which has the power to save us from sin. Paul made clear in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 that we have redemption from sin through His blood. We have deliverance. Christ buys us, as it were, by His blood. The church has been purchased by His blood. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. We have justification from our sin through the power of His blood. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And so we find in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant. Notice he's talking about the death of Christ. Everybody who's saved will be saved by the blood of Christ. So, while you gamble or refuse to gamble with other things of life, adopt that same attitude in regard to your soul. Refuse to gamble upon merely what people say. Take your own Bible and find out for yourself that you cannot be saved merely by living a good moral life. You must be obedient to Christ and be saved by His blood.